بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد Verily all praise and glory is due to Allah سبحانه وتعالى It is due to Him and Him alone. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we seek His forgiveness. And we ask Him for His mercy. And we testify and we state that there is no God or deity worthy of any type of worship but Allah. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a servant and final messenger. O ye who believe, O ye who believe, fear Allah, the fear that He is most deserving of you. And do not die unless you are in the state of al-Islam. And as to what follows, recently my brothers and sisters, a Muslim man came and asked me to help him. He said that he was in need of help from me. I told him, how can I help you, ya akhi, fil Islam? He said, my boss at work is telling me you are not permitted to come to Salatul Jumu'ah. You are not permitted to come to the Salatul Jumu'ah. So the brother was asking, can you come and explain to him that Salatul Jumu'ah is a farz? It is compulsory upon every male Muslim to pray. I told him I will do my best inshaAllah to come with you. But he told me there is one problem. He said, this man believes that Salatul Jumu'ah is not important because he says that he is a Muslim and he does not pray. قلت سبحان ربي العظيم. A Muslim man says it is not important for him to pray Salatul Jumu'ah, therefore nobody else has to pray. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. The arrogance of a person, especially a Muslim, to stop another human being, his Muslim brother, from coming to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this blessed day of Jumu'ah. When I found out that I will be speaking to you today, I phoned the employer. I told him, ya akhi, why do you not come since there is a strike? He does not have to go to work. Why do you not come to the masjid and see what the Muslims do on the day of Jumu'ah? He is a Muslim. Why do you not come and let your heart pound for the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order that you will see what hundreds, maybe thousands of Muslims are doing at the exact moment that you're prohibiting another Muslim from going? I wish to tell you that he is with us today. And our topic, wallahi, it is dedicated to myself. It is important for myself to remember and also to remind you, but especially to remind our Muslim brother in al-Islam. Therefore, our topic for today will focus around three main points. أولاً أهمية صلاة الجمعة في الإسلام. The importance of صلاة الجمعة as it is found in al-Islam. ثانياً
آداب يوم الجمعة. The manners of the people who come to Salat al-Jum'ah. What are the manners that you must have when you are here? And finally, number three, the fiqh of the Jum'ah khutbah. The fiqh of the sermon. What is being said? What is a requirement to be known? Because as I will explain to you, there are many Muslim brothers who are in school, who are in high school, middle school, who are asking, they say, we have 15 minutes. What is required of me to be said in order that the salah is accepted? What must I say? So this is for them, insha'Allah. We begin by stating, awwalan, ahamiyya salat al-jum'ah. The importance of salat al-jum'ah. You will find it never put any better but than by the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As he tells us in surah al-jum'ah, in a chapter that is given the title of al-jum'ah, a Friday prayer. قال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله. O ye who believe, O ye who believe, when the call is proclaimed for the prayers on Friday, come hurriedly, in earnest, as quickly as you can to the remembrance of Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His infinite wisdom, knows that the number one reason for keeping people away from Salatul Jumu'ah on the day of Jumu'ah is work. It is business. It is tijara. It is bay'ah. It is to sell. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Qur'an, وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ. And leave off all types of business. Leave off all types of selling, trading. Everything is to be stopped. Do you know that if you sell somebody something at this time, if you are a Muslim selling to another Muslim something at this exact time, this bay'ah is not halal? Did you know this, ya ibadallah? This is what the Quran and the Sunnah teach us. This is the importance of Salat al-Jum'ah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. This is what is best for you, if you only knew. And then Allah says, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes the point to us even more. فَإِذَا قُضِيَتُ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. When the salah is finished, go out again, go back to work. Nobody is telling you do not go to work on the day of Jumu'ah like the Jews and the Christians with Saturday and Sunday. Go back to work and seek the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also remember Allah greatly and much. وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. If you wish to attain some type of success. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an example of what had happened to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As he was standing, as I am standing in front of you today, there came a qafila, a caravan, carrying much merchandise, a great deal of amusement in it. The Sahaba, because they did not know any better, they stood up and they left. They left the Rasul standing, giving the Jum'ah khutbah, and they left him. And they went to al-tijara. So listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a correction for them and us, said. He told them subhanahu wa ta'ala in the final verse of Surah al-Jum'ah. He told them, وَإِذَا رَأَوْ تِجَارَةً أَوْ لَهْوًا انْفَضُّوا إِلَيْهَا وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا قُلْ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ اللَّهْوِ وَمِنَ التِّجَارَةِ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. And then when they saw a great bargain, a qafila, a caravan, when they saw this great bargain, they went to it headlong and they left you standing, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tell them the reward that you will have with Allah if you stay and leave off this bargain and amusement is greater than what you would ever find with this bargain and amusement. Wallahu khayrul raziqin. And Allah is the best to provide sustenance for you. This is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will give us our rizq. Let us now see, what did the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say and emphasize to his Sahaba in regards to Salatul Jum'ah? Wallahi ya ibadallah, in the research for this khutbah I found not less than 42 hadith where the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it compulsory for the Muslim man
And we will see what excuses there are for people who do not come, for the Muslim man to come and pray Salatul Jumu'ah. We will only choose two hadith at this moment. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الذي رواه الإمام أحمد والترمذي وأبو داود والنسائي وابن حبان وابن خزيمة وصححه الألباني في الترغيب وفي صحيح الجامع. The Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من ترك ثلاث جمع تهاونا بها طبع على قلبه. Whoever does not pray three jum'ahs in a row because he feels it is not important, his heart will be stamped by Allah. Do you know what the stamping means, ya ibadallah? It will be sealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means that the light, as the ulama tell us, of iman will escape from the heart. Iman will leave his heart, ya ibadallah. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الذي رواه الطبراني بسند حسن وحسنه الألباني قال من ترك ثلاث جمعات بغير عذر كتب مع المنافقين. Whoever does not pray three jum'ahs in a row, he misses three jum'ahs without a valid reason, he is to be counted with the munafiqeen, with the hypocrites. The key word that I wish to emphasize, بغير عذر. What is the excuse? Without a valid excuse. This is what the Rasul has said. The ulama of al-Islam, after reading all the verses in the Quran and the hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they come up with seven. There are only seven excuses for a Muslim man to miss Salatul Jumu'ah, or for anybody to miss Salatul Jumu'ah. You have to be one of these seven. Number one, if you are a Muslim woman. A Muslim woman, it is not compulsory, it is not wajib farz for her to be here. Salatul Jumu'ah. Number two, sabi, if you are a young child, it is not compulsory for you to be here. If you are a person who is mareed, extreme illness or sickness that you cannot come to the masjid. If you are a musafir, laysa ala al-musafiri jumu'ah, there is no jumu'ah for the person who is traveling. If you are in fear of your life, min al-khawf, you are afraid that somebody is going to harm you, or your wife if you leave her alone at home without a protector, or there is fear upon you if you come to Salatul Jumu'ah. Number six, if there is extreme weather conditions. And finally, number seven, which is something that does not apply to any of us, which is if you were a slave. These are the only seven things that allow a person to stay away from Jumu'ah. Only seven, ya ibadallah. And then when we count and we see how many Muslim men come to the remembrance of Allah, fas'au ila dhikrillah, come in earnest to the remembrance of Allah, you can see as we see today. When you compare the statistics of those who come to those who do not come, there is a great problem in the Muslim ummah, that the Muslim men are not coming, whether it is work or some other reason, wal'iyadu billah. And finally, in order to emphasize the point that this day is blessed, fihi barakah, we will narrate to you one final hadith of what happens that we may not even see. We will never see this when we enter the masjid. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم تبعث الملائكة يوم الجمعة على أبواب المساجد فيكتبون الأول فالأول فإذا صعد الإمام على المنبر طويت الصحف. رواه أحمد والنسائي وحسنه الألباني. That the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of Jumu'ah, the angels are sent to every masjid. Angels are sitting in this masjid as we are speaking today. They sit at the doors of the masjid, and then they write the name of the first person to enter, and then the person after him, and the person after him, and the person after him, until the imam stands on the minbar, on the pulpit, as I am in front of you today. They begin to close their suhuf, they roll up their paper, and they do not write anymore, and they listen to what is being said. Blessings we do not even see or comprehend. Let us move on quickly, inshaAllah, to our second point of today, which is the manners that we should have in the day of Jumu'ah. أولا, we will go through these quickly inshallah, that the Muslim man, firstly, the Muslim man, he must take a shower or a bath, and he must use tayyib perfume, and he must, if he can, use the siwak. The siwak, ya ibadallah, this is what the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked his ummah to use on the day of Jumu'ah. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyya in Zad al-Ma'ati said that using these three things on the day of Jumu'ah is more important than Salatul Witr. It is more important for you to do these three things if you are a man than it is to pray Salatul Witr. This is how important it is in al-Islam. If you are a Muslim woman, you would take the bath and you would use a siwak. If you do not have a siwak, ya ibadallah, then you brush your teeth. Cleanse your mouth, for this is what is meant by the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Muslim woman is not to put any perfume on when she leaves her house, for this will bring the curse of Allah wal-ayyadu billah upon her. This is something that is stated in many ahadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the hadith in Bukhari where the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a woman leaves her house muta'attira, with perfume on her body, and she comes, and she passes by a group of men and they smell her, it is as if she has committed zina. فَمَاذَا لُكُمْ, what would you say now of a Muslim sister waking up, taking a bath and putting perfume to come to the masjid? إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Manners that we must have, ya عباد الله. Also from the manners, is if you come to the masjid at exactly this time, for example, and I am speaking, or the Imam, or whoever is leading the Salah is speaking, you are not permitted to sit down unless you pray two raka'at. And Jabir ibn Abdullah قال, جاء رجل والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يخطب في يوم الجمعة فجلس, فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم له, صليت؟ قال لا, قال قم فصلي ركعتين. وفي رواية اتجه النبي إلى صحابته وقال, إذا جاء أحدكم المسجد والإمام يخطب على المنبر فليركع ركعتين وليتجاوز فيهما. والأحاديث كثيرة منها رواها الإمام مسلم وأبو داود والترمذي وابن حبان وغيرهم. From these ahadith, a man walked as the Rasul was speaking in the day of Jumu'ah, and he sat down, and the Rasul noticed him, so he told him, did you pray? Did you pray? The man said no. He told him, stand up and pray two raka'at. And in another narration, the Rasul then looked to the rest of the people, and he told them, if any of you enter, and you are late, and you see the Imam is speaking in the day of Jumu'ah, do not sit down. It's nahj. Do not sit down until you pray two raka'at and be quick in them. You would not stand now and read Surah Al-Baqarah. No, you would be as quick as you can to sit down, inshaAllah. Also from the manners, that you are to be extremely silent, not extremely quiet, extremely silent. There's a big difference between silence and quietness. The reason I say silent, because the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا قُلْتَ لِصَاحِبِكَ وَالْإِمَامُ يَخْطُبْ أَنْصِبْ فَقَدْ لَغَوْتْ, رواه مسلم. If you yourself are sitting in the masjid and somebody is speaking, and you tell them, be quiet, I want to hear, be quiet, and the Imam is speaking on the minbar on the day of Jumu'ah, you yourself have caused the interruption. Laghawt, the ulama, they tell us there are differences of opinion. Some people say that laghawt means your whole Jumu'ah is not accepted. But the best answer is that part of your Jumu'ah will not be accepted by Allah, the part where you spoke. You will not get any thawab for this part in the time of Salatul Jumu'ah. This is how important it is. And in order to emphasize it, Al-Imam Sayyid Sadiq, in his book Fiqh al-Sunnah with the takhrij of Tamam al-Min al-Albani, he says, وَجُمْهُورُ الْعُلَمَاءِ عَلَى حُرْمَةِ الْكَلَامِ أَثْنَاءَ الْخُطْبَةِ. And the multitude of all the scholars are of the opinion that it is haram, that it is haram for a person to speak while the Imam is speaking. Haram. And I hear many complaints, especially from the sisters. Muslim sisters who come to the masjid to hear the words of Allah, yet they hear the words of Ghiba and Namima behind them. They come to the masjid to hear the words of Al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they hear laughter from other women. How is this in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You have to be silent, not quiet. Silent in the day of Jumu'ah. And our last manner that we will look at today, it is tahat al-riqab, crossing over people's shoulders. This is a rude action, my brothers and sisters. If somebody was to come late now, and he was to begin at the end, maybe 10-15 rows back, and cross over each and one of your shoulders, and come and try to sit in the first line, this is not accepted. For we see, فَقَدْ جَاءَ رَجُلٌ وَالنَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَخْطُبُ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ يَتَخَطَّى رِقَابَ النَّاسِ فالتفت إليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال اجلس فقد آذيت وآذيت. Sit down. رواه أحمد والترمذي, حديث صحيح. A man came and he was crossing over people's shoulders trying to come to the front. The Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم saw him and he told him, sit down. You have made everybody distressed. Sit down and you yourself are already late. But there is one problem. There is one problem. If it is raining and snowing and the sun is hot maybe outside, and the Muslim brother comes and sees that the masjid, maybe half of it is empty inside, and he is standing outside in these extreme conditions, obviously there is uzr. There is a reason for him to try to come inside. And this is why I wish to give you a methodology or a minhaj of what the Muslim man and woman should do. When you are a Muslim man coming to this masjid, you come as quickly as you can downstairs, insha'Allah. And you put your shoes on the shelf, insha'Allah. And you come into the masjid, and you move all the way to the right. All the way to the right. And as close to the front as you can. And as close to the front, to the qibla as you can. And if you're a Muslim woman who is standing upstairs, you come into the masjid. And you take your shoes off and you place them on the shelf, insha'Allah. And you move all the way to the right inside the gym. All the way to the right. And then you come as far back from the qibla as you can. Move all the way to the back of the gym as you can. Away, as far away from the men as you can. This is what the sunnah asks us to do, insha'Allah. And I will stop here, insha'Allah, for jilsatul istiraha. And when I stand up, we will continue with our third point of today, which is the fiqh of khutbah al-jumu'ah, the fiqh of the sermon of salat al-jumu'ah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. The fiqh of the day of Jumu'ah. As I began to introduce this part in the beginning, I said that there are many Muslim brothers and sisters who are seeking advice as to how to give the Jumu'ah prayer. Let us listen to the four great Imams. Al-Imam Abu Hanifa, Al-Nu'man ibn Bashir, Al-Imam Al-Azam, Hafizahullahu lana wa lah. He said there is only one requirement for Salat al-Jumu'ah. Ruknun wahid. Only one thing that you must do. أن تذكر الله. That you remind yourself and the people to remember Allah. الإمام مالك بن أنس إمام دار الهجرة غفر الله لنا ولحسد. There is also only one requirement. Only one thing that you must do. That is to remind the people of the punishment of the fire and of the na'im of the Jannah and of the blessings of the Jannah. الإمام الشافعي محمد بن إدريس عليه رحمة الله said there are five things that must be done. Five requirements. أن تحمد الله, that you praise Allah in the beginning of the lecture, in the khutbah. وتصلي على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, to send peace and blessings to the Mustafa صلى الله عليه وسلم. Number three, that you order the people to fear Allah. Order the people to fear Allah. Number four, that you recite one verse of the Qur'an at the very least. One verse of the Qur'an at the very least. And number five, finally, that you make some type of dua for yourself in the belief. Al-Imam Abu Abdullah Ahmad ibn Hanbal, رَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَنَا وَلَحْسَدْ. There are four requirements. You must fulfill these four requirements. تَحْمَدَ اللَّهُ, that you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ لِلَّهِ or الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Another requirement is that you send again peace and blessing to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number three is that you must recite one verse of the Qur'an again. At least one verse of the Qur'an must be recited. And finally, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal said that you must order the people to fear Allah. Tell them to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqu Allah. O ye who believe, fear Allah. These are the fiqh points that the Imams have said. And this is what you must, my brother and my brother in al-Islam, who is worried about what you must say. This is what you must say. Remember Allah. Give people the bushra of the Jannah. Recite even one verse of the Qur'an and send peace and blessing to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and praise Allah. And this is your Jumu'ah prayer. And before I conclude today, for the benefit of myself and you, and for our guest who is with us today, I wish to remind him of two final ahadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasizing the blessing of today. Of Salatul Jumu'ah. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم خير يوم طلعت فيه الشمس يوم الجمعة فيه خلق آدم وفيه أدخل الجنة وفيه أخرج منها ولا تقوم الساعة إلا في يوم الجمعة رواه الإمام مسلم وغيره. The Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the best and the most blessed day the sun rises is on a day of Jumu'ah. On the day of Jumu'ah is when Adam was first created. And it is the day that Adam was allowed to go into the Jannah paradise. And it is the day that Adam was taken out of the Jannah. And it is also the day that the Yawmul Qiyamah, that the day of judgment will be brought upon. Yawmul Qiyamah will only come on the day of Jumu'ah. And this is narrated by Imam Muslim. And the final hadith, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم الجمعة 12 ساعة منها ساعة لا يوجد عبد مسلم يسأل الله فيها شيئا إلا أعطاه إياها. الله أكبر. لا يسأل الله فيها شيئا إلا أعطاه إياها. وهو حديث حسن كما قال الحافظ ابن حجر. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the daylight hours of Yawm al-Jumu'ah are 12 in total. There are 12 hours on the day of Jumu'ah. One of these hours, there is one hour where there is no Muslim servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will ask Allah for anything in it except Allah will give it to him. Illa a'taahu iyyaha. Allah will give it to you if you ask him in this one blessed hour, in this blessed day of Yawm al-Jumu'ah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in conclusion to guide us and you and especially our brother to know the importance of the day of Jumu'ah and to make him from the people who are regularly here with us and to make him and his workers inshaAllah be from the people who are regularly here with us. Allahumma innana nas'aluka al-jannah wa na'udhu bika min an-nar. Allahumma innana nas'aluka al-jannah ونعوذ بك من النار. اللهم إننا نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار. اللهم إننا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد وقرة عين لا تنقطع ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في جنات النعيم. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة.